I want to go to, because we're going back to, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 again. Ephesians chapter 3 again. Paul started this letter, this particular chapter 3. This is what he said. I want to focus on 9 and 10. So, listen, and then he said, you can leave the passion up there. I'm going to read a few verses from the King James. He said, for this cause I, Paul, this is verse 1 of Ephesians 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. If you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you all, how that by what? Revelation he made known unto me, the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand what? My knowledge in the mysteries, in the mystery of Christ. Other words, my knowledge. This secret, this mystery, this plan that God had implemented for not only for the Jews, because see, when Jesus came, the Jews were thinking only that Jesus was coming, the Messiah was coming for them only. Because see, God used them pretty much when under the law. Under the law, God pretty much used only the Jew. So they thought they were going to continue the way it was when they was under the law. They didn't know God was just using them to get the promise and get everything in place so he could reach the whole entire world. God loved humanity, for God so loved the world, he gave. And see, the world, the devil, and people that's ignorant of the things of God, they'll disqualify you. But once you get born again, you need to know that you're qualified for everything that God has in heaven. Everything under this new covenant. Once you're born into it, you qualify. You don't have to do anything to earn it. But you do have to get knowledge of how to receive it. He gives you everything to obtain what's been given to you, to receive it. But to earn your right to it, the blood bought that right. Did you hear what I said? And so Paul said, I want you to understand. So in saving time, let's drop down to the 9th verse. Actually, let's see what I want to do. Yeah, let's just do tonight. We'll pick up that some other time. But I just want to pull out us here. What this mystery means, notice Paul said, my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. And that's what God put in my heart. If you, me, us can get this revelation, we can be enlightened on this mystery. What it means to have Christ in us, and what Christ possesses and what we together have inherited, have received, have been brought in as his inheritance, and what we have access to, and we can get in light. The way we talk, think, and do in many areas, see, there's some area you talk right, but a whole bunch of areas you don't talk right. And why? Because you don't have the light. And he said, my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. It was hidden. Now listen, it was hidden for what? Ages past until now. It was hidden how long? Ages, not just one age, ages past until now. and kept a secret in the who? In the heart of God, the creator of all. He didn't say kept secret with God and the angels. So this was kept secret in the heart of God. Watch. In the heart of God, the creator of all. The purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of angelic orders in heavenly realm, God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. Not through the angels, not through the angelic foes, not through the ranks of other authority. You know, the Bible talks about different ranks and things. He chose to unveil this through the church. His diverse wisdom has been given to us. So we can reign on this earth as king and priest. So we can reign in life in every area. Spiritually, that we are spiritually fit, we're spiritually in tune, we're spirit, we have spiritual insight. We understand that realm. We understand how to live, walk, and operate in that realm. We know how to handle natural things. We know how to keep our mind that it does not become what people say. You gotta get Alzheimer or whatever. I'm losing my mind. No. Long as I'm here, yes, I'm getting older. My step get, but I'm moving, y'all. Hallelujah. I know that, but he want us to understand that as long as I'm here, I am to live my life to glorify him and live in the best that he had given us in health, in wealth, in wisdom, in understanding, in power, in authority, using my authority against the works of darkness, not afraid, not fearful, not bound up in stuff, but I'm free before God Almighty. And I'm free to dance. I'm free to shout. I'm free to praise. I'm free to testify. I'm free to preach. I'm not afraid to tell the truth. I proclaim it that it, because I know when it's released with the anointing, it destroys the yokes of people. And lives begin to come forth. Eyes begin to come open. And people's lives begin to be changed. I have access to. Jesus didn't come here crawling around asking somebody, could he do it? He took charge. Hallelujah. And that's what he's asking us to do. No, don't sit around and talk about how bad the world and all that's going on in that world. You take charge and preach my word. Set the captive free. Hallelujah. Tell debt, tell lack, tell confusion. You ain't living in my house. You're not living in my house. You're not living in my life. Hallelujah. Ushers, y'all come on. I just flipped the switch on this. Hallelujah. Woo. I can preach now. Hallelujah. But thank you, Jesus. That's why your search of the scripture and study of the word ought not to weaken and be a byproduct. It ought to be purpose on purpose. I should be diligent about my confession. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Who I am. what I can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.